present the Book of Oddities. We will share from the Book of Oddities. You will learn from the Book of Oddities all of these oddities.
Hey, hey there, pod people. Hope everybody had a wonderful Christmas or whatever holiday it is that you celebrate. I know I did. I certainly ate way too much and, well, now I'm kind of just dragging today, but that's okay. So, to start off the last week of 2021, thank God, we're going to talk about quote-unquote touch wood, or as we most often say, knock on wood. The expression touch wood is so familiar to most people that it is scarcely recognized as a superstition, yet such it is, and has been for a very long time. It's often said during a discussion touching on good health or prosperity when we wish to seek the protection of fate for the future. The request must be accompanied by touching some item of wood with the right hand. I did not know that. And actually, I did it wrong yesterday. I can't even remember what I said, but my mom, I don't know, something about my health. I can't remember. She's like, you better knock on wood, but I knocked with my left hand. So just to kind of rectify that, I'm going to knock on wood with my right hand just to be on the safe side. The origin of the superstition is believed to date from the time when man regarded trees as the home of powerful wood spirits and thought that by touching them reverently, one gained their protection. With the passage of time, the belief has been broadened to include wood of any tree in any form, natural or crafted, although those woods considered sacred are still said to be the best. Some authorities claim that Christ's crucifixion on a cross of timber gave all wood an aura of holiness. I understand that. The act is also associated in many respects with man's superstitious dread of boasting or of appearing too sure about something. From the earliest time, he has been afraid that to assume too much will lead to dire consequences and the fates must be pacified. In many places, for instance, it's considered unlikely to compliment children or to praise the beauty of women, lest you draw the attentions of the evil eye to them. As well as wood, iron can serve the same purpose, but it is doubtful whether children who touch their own heads achieve anything but a laugh. I don't get that, but okay. The Dutch, for their part, believe you should always touch the underside of a table when using the expression. They don't do that either, but it's kind of interesting. And I don't know where we get that. I'm going to have to look up where we get the expression of knock on wood, because that's what I've always heard it as, knock on wood, not just touch wood. And now for our fun expression of the week, it is fly off the handle, becoming irrationally angry. In the 1700s, hatchets and axes were in high demand. Well, that makes sense since they didn't have guns, really. Homeowners needed those tools to chop the wood that heated their homes. If they had purchased a poorly made axe, the head would often detach from the handle while chopping. When an axe flew off the handle, rage was never far behind. I can certainly understand this concept and this phrase, because I know I've used axes a couple times, not very often, and usually never around people. That's probably because nobody will ever get around me when I have an axe in my hand. I don't know why. But I've actually had a handle, like the hatchet part, fly off the handle, and it is, well, it's a long story, but it ended up breaking glass, and it kind of pissed me off, so I really kind of firsthand understand why flying off the handle is literally coming back to the axe head flying off an axe. And I'm pretty much just babbling now, so I'm going to go ahead and end this. But yeah, that's the thing. The fly off the handles from the axe head coming off and potentially harming people. Because, you know, I'm sure they were standing around watching. What else can you do back then? Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Random Oddities. Join us tomorrow for another daily dose of absolutely useless information. Keep it weird out there, pod people.
And that is all from the Book of Oddities. We are done with the Book of Oddities. Join us next week for more oddities.